Technology used to study stars may now help doctors spot cancer sooner. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, an escalation in trade tensions, this time not between the U.S. and China, but the U.S. and the European Union. The Trump administration said it's considering tariffs on $11 billion worth of EU goods. That's in response to subsidies for Airbus that the World Trade Organization found has an adverse impact on the U.S. The move comes hours before the EU sits down with China to discuss balancing out their own trading relationship. Anahita Toms is a lawyer at Baker McKenzie in Brussels. She explains what to expect.
While there is a lot of background noise, a lot of noise about US tariffs hitting the EU as well as China, I think the focus today will certainly be what is in it for the relationship between the EU and China. I think there are big opportunities here. China is now the EU's second biggest trading partner after the US, and the EU is China's biggest trading partner, in fact. So the challenge, though, is to get a more balanced relationship. So China, as you know, preserves its domestic markets for its champions. We see subsidies to both state-owned and private sector companies. We see selective market opening. So there will be a lot of discussion around that. And while I'm hopeful that the discussions will be fruitful, I am not convinced that we will see binding commitments today.
Now, when it comes to China, the EU has said it won't adopt President Trump's aggressive negotiating tactic of imposing tariffs. But it does hope to benefit from an agreement with the world's two biggest economies. So do the US and the EU want the same things from China?
In many ways, we want the same things from China when it comes to transparency, when it comes to reciprocity, when it comes to situations like national security. But do they approach China in a coordinated manner? Unfortunately not.
Anahita Toms there. Let's do the numbers. Airbus shares are down 2% after the U.S. threatened to impose new EU tariffs. That's also weighing on the broader European stock markets. And oil prices are at their highest since November as instability in Libya continues to stoke supply concerns. Carlos Ghosn says charges against him are part of a conspiracy. In a video statement released by his lawyers today, the former Nissan boss said he was the victim of, quote, backstabbing by company executives. Mr. Ghosn said they feared a merger with Nissan's French partner Renault would threaten the Japanese company's autonomy.
This is a conspiracy. This is not about specific events. This is not about, again, greed. This is not about dictatorship. This is about a plot. This is about conspiracies. This is about backstabbing. That's what we're talking about. And why? So you can say, why this happened? Why it happened? Because there was first a fear that the next step of the alliance in terms of convergence and in terms moving toward the merger would in a certain way threaten some people or eventually threaten the autonomy of Nissan, which, by the way, has never been threatened for the last 19 years when the alliance was created.
Mr. Ghosn was arrested for a fourth time last week in Tokyo while out on bail awaiting trial. He faces charges of financial misconduct and breach of trust, including underreporting his pay by tens of millions of dollars. Responding to Mr. Ghosn today, Nissan said its internal investigation had uncovered, quote, substantial evidence of blatantly unethical conduct. When adapting new technologies, the mantra is always to shoot for the stars. One UK company has taken that idea literally, developing a portable 3D X-ray machine based on space technology used to study stars in faraway galaxies. The company called Adaptix just won a $1.3 million grant from the UK Space Agency to help bring the product to market next year. I paid a visit to the company's headquarters in Oxford to chat with its founder and chief science officer, Gil Travish. From the dentist chair to the oncology unit, he told me the device could improve diagnostics.
So what's in front of you here is our prototype system to dental imaging. So you've probably had a dental x-ray. It used to be they put a film in your mouth. Now it's a digital sensor. Sensor is the same. It's the x-ray head that's changed, the thing that generates the x-rays. It would look quite similar to the patient. I'm holding up this white, shiny box. And we take a series of x-ray exposures, and those are controlled by this circuit board that I'm pointing to here, and each one of these puts out a little cone of x-rays. We then run it through an algorithm, and that produces a stack of images which go from the front to the back of the tooth. And that gives them all the details they need that they can't see in a normal 2D x-ray.
And so how is this going to change cancer detection?
Imaging has been around for a while, and we want to do better. There's the 2D imaging, and that's cheap and easy to deploy, but it isn't great for identifying things like lung cancer or even subtle bone fractures. The other end of it is 3D imaging with CT, and they do produce wonderful images, but they cost 10 times more, so about $1 million per unit. They give you 10 times the dose or more of a regular chest x-ray, and they take longer. And what we're doing really is making 3D imaging available everywhere that now you can only do 2D.
And is it only in the UK, or can this be sent around the world?
Our market is global. In developing settings where they may not have those devices or can't bring them out to a regional or rural hospital, our device is highly portable and still gives the clinicians the images they need.
So this can literally save lives in some situations.
We definitely hope so.
Gil Travis of Adaptic speaking to me there. Now, if you want to see the difference between those 2D and 3D x-rays he was telling me about, find me on Twitter. I'm at Victoria Craig. I'll share some examples, and I promise they won't be gory. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.